the government in 2015. Building a stronger Jamaica, improving people's lives.
In this special edition of House Matters, we zoom in on some of the major achievements in Parliament for the year 2015. Thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. Several significant pieces of legislation were passed in the Houses of Parliament last year to strengthen government's efforts in crime fighting, facilitate investments and job creation, enhance justice, and entrench the process of local governance. These include the Evidence Amendment Act, Road Traffic Act, Firearms Amendment Act, Urban Renewal Tax Relief Amendment Act, and the Disaster Preparedness Emergency and Management Act. The Criminal Justice Administration Amendment Act and the Public Bodies Management and Accountability Act were also approved. Parliamentarians also gave the nod to the Income Tax Amendment Act, the Electricity Act, and the Fishing Industry Amendment Act 2015. As the government took the necessary steps to build out the country's nutraceutical industry, the Dangerous Drugs Amendment Act, which seeks to decriminalize ganja for medicinal, religious, scientific, and therapeutic purposes, was passed in the House of Representatives in February.
This bill will correct the outdated and oppressive approach of the 1948 Dangerous Drugs Act by amending it to, among other things, make the possession of small quantities of ganja a non-arrestable offence and to instead make it a ticketable infraction that does not result in a criminal record.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting. The bill also provides regulation through the granting of licenses to permit the development of a lawful industry for medical ganja and industrial hemp. Another important piece of legislation, the DNA Evidence Act, was approved in Parliament last year with 4 amendments. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting, who piloted the bill, described the legislation as a critical weapon in the fight against crime. He says the government has embarked on a program to use DNA technology in both the criminal investigation and identification processes.
As such, this bill seeks to anchor in statute a framework for the regulation of the taking of DNA material for forensic investigation and for human identification.
The bill outlines and establishes procedures for collection, retention, and preservation of DNA samples, provides for the destruction or the retention of DNA profiles, and also establishes offenses and penalties for breaches of the Act. The new Special Economic Zones Act 2015 was also passed in Parliament in December. The legislation repeals the Jamaica Export Free Zones Act and provides for the development, regulation, construction, supervision, management, and control of special economic zones in Jamaica. Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding says, through the new Special Economic Zones, SEZ's regime, government is seeking to build a robust and modern framework that will not only benefit international investors, but the Jamaican economy as a whole.
This legislation provides critical support to the government's thrust to leverage Jamaica's areas of competitive advantage by focusing on the development of a logistics-based economy.
It is envisioned that SEZs will attract new economic activities, supported by the provision of new infrastructure. Meanwhile, a bill to entrench local government in the Constitution also got approval in 2015. Under the legislation, local authorities will be given the ability to perform regulatory functions to facilitate the management, improvement, and development of resources of local communities. The bill also allows Parliament to make provision for local authorities to generate and spend their own revenue and to provide for the holding of local government elections. And the Sexual Harassment Act, tabled in the House by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller in December, is expected to be debated in 2016. The legislation provides a framework for addressing the issue of sexual harassment in Jamaica. Leader of Government Business in the House, Philip Paulwell, says he's pleased with the work undertaken and the achievements made in 2015.
The work of Parliament progressed steadily during the year. The evidence of this assertion is in the bills that we have passed in this calendar year in Parliament. The 28 orders and resolutions approved, the 37 ministerial statements made, the 27 questions answered, the 10 committee reports adopted, and the various motions approved during the year.
That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.